When it comes to posting on social media, I always say it's a slippery slope, right? The minimum is once a week. I would start out at least getting some kind of either video content, images, even just a word post, something, right? And then building a habit from there, at least once a week, making once a week a non-negotiable. And starting from there to build. Now, if you can post more than once a week, there are clients that post 2 to 3 times a day, every day of the week, 7 days a week. Because again, the more content that you're putting out there, just like I said with those ads, some of your content is going to hit with different people. Or one piece of content might hit just a little bit better than another. But the more that you're putting it out there, the more that you're going to be able to connect.
But I am the world's biggest super fan.
You're like a super fan.
Welcome to the Business Superfans Podcast. We will discuss how establishing business superfans from customers, employees, and business partners can elevate your success exponentially. Learn why these advocates are a key factor to achieving excellence in the world of commerce. We discuss the invaluable insights of business owners who have successfully implemented the strategies in the book to build their own team of devoted superfans. Gain insightful knowledge from the experts who create applications that help you create passionate superfans. This is the Business Superfans Podcast with your host, Freddie D.
Freddie!
Have you encountered language barriers with non-English speaking clients? Are language communication challenges hindering your business opportunities? For top-notch language services, choose A Foreign Language Service. They facilitate communications in over 400 languages, enhancing your offerings and driving success. As Arizona's premier language provider for over 30 years, they offer elite interpreting and translation services, including American Sign Language, nationwide. With a focus on excellence, they provide 24/7 telephonic and video interpreting with a live interpreter in under 60 seconds. Request telephonic, video, or in-person interpreting. They also offer translation for documents, courseware, software, and websites, as well as audio transcription and voiceovers. Trust in their expertise for effective language communication solutions for your business needs. Get in touch today at 844-813-4242 or explore their services at 400-400-languages.com. Hello, Kelly from Diamond Arrow Media. Welcome to the Business Superfan Podcast. How are you, Kelly?
I'm great. Thank you so much.
So, let's talk about how you got started in digital marketing. What's your story? How did that all come about?
Yeah, well, first off, Freddie, thanks so much for having me on here. I know you've been definitely twisting my arm and twisting and trying to get me over here. But yeah, so I'm just super thankful to be here and being interviewed by you. I actually almost fell into digital marketing. I went to school originally for business management. I always knew I wanted to run a business. I wanted to manage a business. And through the years, I actually took a passion for fitness and I really got into the fitness industry and I loved really being able to help people change their lives through fitness, right? And I did that for about 15 years. I went from managing the gym. So I was running the gyms, doing sales, front desk, keeping the gym running. And I decided, you know what? I want something different. So I decided to go take some classes, get certified, and then I started actually personal training. So I actually became a trainer, helped people even more accomplish those real-time goals on a whole deeper level. I did that for probably 10, 15 years and just really got to this point where, I just wanted something different. I was always really drawn to marketing. I loved the marketing aspect of putting my name out there, doing the sales aspect of it too. So when I was running the gyms, that's probably one of the things that I loved the most was the sales. And I think really just getting to be able to connect with people. So I think, you know, one of my clients that I would personal train, I would go to their home and train them in their home. And they were into web design and like app development. So they would build whole infrastructures for hospitals. And I think they were working on the University of Kansas Medical Center. They built a whole infrastructure for all their employees. And I just thought that was really cool. Now they spent years in school learning how to do all that. And I thought, oh, well, I'm probably not going to go back and try to get another degree and take on more education. So I decided to step back from fitness And I got a job over at GoDaddy. And I said, you know what? I'm going to learn how to build websites. So I went to GoDaddy, started learning how to build websites, at least thought I was going to learn how to build websites. I did not learn anything at all about building a website, but I did learn a lot about the hosting and the back end and things. And while I was working there, I was doing sales as well. So just helping support. I talked to a lot of business owners and small business owners, real estate agents, you name it, calling in to, hey, this is the first place that I'm going to start. And they started with their website. And so many people that I would hear just over and over would say, call in. They're like, I need to renew my website. I don't know why I'm renewing it because I don't really get any business from it. Nobody calls me. I don't even think anybody goes to my website. I don't even know why I'm paying for it. So that kind of got my wheels turning. And I'm like, oh, man, I really wish that I knew how to build websites. I got back into fitness. I left GoDaddy because I learned that I didn't really like how they had structured kind of what they were doing. And I was looking for a job, and I actually got a job at Yelp. So I got a job as a sales rep at Yelp. And I'm going to tell you, I learned a lot. When I went to Yelp, I more at that point in time wanted to just open my own gym. Because again, I know I wanted to be a business owner. I wanted to run a business of some kind. I was always passionate about fitness. So I went to Yelp and I'm like, I'm going to learn how to do and get my business marketed and figure out how I can open my own gym or at least start doing personal training on the side. If I figure out how to market myself using Yelp, I'll be great. Well, again, I got in there. I actually wish I was at home right now because I have this poster and painting. When I worked at Yelp, they gave me a, I don't know, you want to say like a crash course in marketing. So I learned right. all this stuff in marketing from all these people who originally Yelp really, they recruit marketing students that are just graduating out of college. And they have had a lot of the managers who did the training who had marketing degrees. So they taught us all this stuff about marketing. And so again, I got this real quick crash course in it. I learned how search works. So I learned how consumers were searching. What were consumers doing? Where were they going? How were they using the internet? And my plan all along was just to stay at Yelp temporarily. I ended up staying for 18 months, which was way longer than I wanted to stay, but I just became really good at it. I got really good at the sales. And what I learned is that every business owner that I talked to, again, had the same commonality that they had when I talked to them at GoDaddy. But the difference in this one was I spent tons of money on SEO and marketing and nothing works. So I'm going to go to what's comfortable and I'm not going to spend money anymore. I'm not going to invest because the money that I invested, unfortunately, there's so many things being thrown at small business owners from every scam in the book, right? I don't know how many business owners listening to this is probably tired of Google calling and saying, don't hang up. Like that's the first thing they say now. Don't hang up because they know people are going to hang up. But anyways, so I learned marketing there. I was going to leave Yelp and decided to leave. And when I did, I actually thought I was going to be a real estate agent temporarily for a while and get into that, market myself there. And I started building websites and learning how to do websites and all this stuff on my own. And while I was doing that, I was learning marketing at the same time and just got really good at it to a point that I was like, okay, now I'm going to ask people to pay me to do this for them. And
there you really go. Kind of,
exactly. And so I did. I started small and I said, hey, actually, I built a website for someone that I charged like $300 for, which was absolutely nothing at the time, right? And it was just, I just wanted to gain their trust. I said, so $300, that's my time. You pay for all the stuff. Let me build it for you. And in the back end, I was starting to do some of the marketing stuff. So I actually used them as my test dummy. And then I started talking to them and they started actually seeing some business. And that's when I started realizing, okay, I know what I'm doing here. And then over time, I just got more and more confident to now I've got 11 employees working for me, helping just every and any small business or even medium-sized business take their business to another level. So there you
Very
go.
Cool.
An
cool.
hour
Very
later.
Cool. No, it's a good story. It's a great story. So it's sometimes we end up where we didn't think we were going, but we end up where we needed to be.
Yes.
And the calling presents itself. So let's talk about some social media strategies that a solopreneur or a small, medium-sized business that really doesn't understand how to leverage the platforms to create brand awareness that in turn attracts business and then cultivate them into super fans that are in turn promoting that business. So yeah. What are some good platforms that are not time consuming, but be a good place for a person to start leveraging?
Yeah, well, I mean, some of the biggest ones, and some people may or may not consider these social media sites, but there's all sorts of different social media sites. So I think one thing that I always try to educate business owners is the difference in these sites, right? Creating a super fan, right? You've got to get them, right? You've got to get them in. How do you draw them in? I usually say some of the best places to start, again, is just getting on Google. Google Map is, when people are like, get on Google, what does that mean? Getting your business listed on Google Maps. If you're a local business and you're looking for people to market in your backyard, right? People that are around you locally in the same city that you're in, you want to get on Google Maps. You want to get on Yelp. Those are a little different. They're directories, but you can still build super fans on those directories, people that are going to keep coming back and refer you out to others by gaining reviews, right? Posting content. You can post content on those profiles just like you can post content on social media. A lot of times I found business owners will go just straight to Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and those things. And those are great. You need those, right? But again, you have to think about the intent of that consumer when they are trying to find you, right? So you find them, you get them over to you. And then once you do, you got to share your social media sites. You got to share your LinkedIn, your Facebook, your Instagram, wherever you're the most active as a business. You need to get your customers on those profiles, because when they're on there, again, that's how you create what you said, your super fans, is you start posting information about the business. And when I say information about the business, not your specials, not your services. People don't really want to care about that. They just want to know that you're human. So I think one of the biggest things is, you know, getting on your social media, Facebook, Instagram, TikTok. Those are the three places where most people want to start.
Well, Facebook would you say, is probably good. That maybe start on one platform and build a following on one platform. And then once they got a following on that platform, then introduce the second platform and maybe get some of those people to move over to the second platform as well. And then build off of that. Would that be a good approach?
Yeah, absolutely. And every platform has a little bit different of an audience and a different intent in terms of what they're trying to do and when they're going to make that decision. So I always say Facebook, Instagram, are probably your two where you can maybe build them up together, because the nice thing is they are integrated to one another now. So when you're posting content onto Instagram, you can set it up. That content is also feeding over to your Facebook. So you're hitting two potential different audiences, right? Mm-hmm. We ran some ads for a cycling tour company that just started here in Phoenix. And we found that the audience we got on Facebook was more men, and they're between the age of 45 and 65. Their Instagram following and the Instagram crowd that they got on the ads that we ran over there was actually more of like your 30 to your 45, but still had a peak amount of interest that they were expressing in it. So it was interesting that, again, same content here, the content over here attracted a much different audience than here. So it's nice, again, those two are connected. So it does make it a little bit easier when you're getting started.
Because what you just described there was that they expanded their market utilizing both platforms. So in turn, you got one demographic on Facebook, you got another demographic similar, but a little bit different on the Instagram, but collectively, you hit now a wider range of audience by leveraging two different platforms.
Yep.
And yet, because of the fact that they're interconnected, makes it easy because you just do it once. And poof, it goes to two different places.
Yep.
And you're hitting two different audiences.
Absolutely. And sometimes the content is different too. We did another ad. We did two ads, two different videos, two separate times. And the one video didn't get as much traffic on Facebook, but it got more traffic on Instagram. So it hit a different, again, even that video particularly hit a different audience. Now that second video hit both the audience, and it had probably the better of the impressions, and the amount of people that it hit was much better. So absolutely.
Yeah. Okay. And working with a lot of these small business owners, we've seen that people like to talk about how wonderful they are, but you and I have had conversation, really nobody cares. But what they're interested in is what they can do for their audience. So what would be something that you could advise a small business person to What kind of messaging should they put together?
Yeah, so this is really great. So a lot of times when we get clients who come to us and they express, they're like, hey, we want you to do our social media. We want you to run our social media. I actually try to tell them, no, I don't want to run your social media. I don't want to do that for you. I want you to do that because I am not going to be as authentic as you are, first off. And second, I don't know as much about your business and about your industry as you do. So that would be like me asking you to come over and start posting information about digital marketing, right? I can do the research. I can figure it out. I can find it. But you just grabbing a video, and I try to tell a lot of my clients this, you don't have to overthink it, right? Sometimes the most random videos are the ones that get the most amount of hits, the ones that aren't edited, the ones that are raw, they're real. You're walking and talking. You're out of breath, right? People can hear you breathing into the microphone when you're walking, because again, it's real, and that's all that people want. And that's why reality TV has become so big, right?
Yeah, because it's real. It's real time. People make mistakes. There's boo-boos. There's things wrong said. I've coached construction companies. Actually, I should say home improvement industries. And I would tell them, take your smartphone. And when you're there, take photos of the completed project and get a testimonial right then and there. And because people are excited, they're happy. It's real simple to do. It's authentic. It's not Hollywood. And it works.
Yep. Usually what we say is when you're going to run ads, sometimes that's when we want to edit it. Because again, we want to be able to have a certain messaging and we want it to hit a certain way. So
and that becomes, that's where the avatar, creating a customer avatar becomes paramount. Because if you're just creating an ad, it doesn't matter how Hollywood you make it. If it's not targeting the correct audience that you want to target, it's useless.
It's you, absolutely. If you don't know who you're talking to when you talk, that's a problem, right? But I also understand, hey, you may not know that at first, but that's something you'll start to learn who that audience is, right? It's homeowners, depending on, again, if you're a construction company, you're probably going to want to hit homeowners. You're going to want to hit areas that are probably a little bit older, right? People who are living in older homes. So different areas, demographics that we're looking at, right? But sometimes when you get started, I try not to tell them to overthink that. Yes, having that I think is great. And I think that should be something that goes in there. But just getting on and start posting, seeing what people like, not worrying necessarily in the beginning that you're going to get a whole bunch of likes, not expecting that. But all you're doing is putting out content, and not only just content, but just being an expert in your field, being confident that, hey, I'm getting on here today, not because I want to tell you about a special. I want to tell you about a particular experience that I just had with a client who may be feeling the same way that you're feeling. Or I find going to Google now, if you do a search on Google, Google's going to tell you the questions that consumers are asking. So answer those questions for people, because that's what people are turning to social media for. Social media, Instagram, even Facebook now, because they're adding reels and all that stuff over onto Facebook as well. The people that are the most successful are the ones that are educating people on stuff or creating just really silly, stupid content that people just, you know what I mean?
It works. It's the simple stuff. I've realized myself is I've posted some pictures that I've captured, some unique pictures, and I post it and I get more likes on those pictures than I do on other.
When you're real. And that's the thing is people just want to know that you're real. I try to tell dentist office, you don't have to fancy it up. Doctors, you have this facade that you have to be like, oh, we are, you know what I mean? Like, yeah, you can't be on there violating HIPAA policies and telling about customers and clients and giving away their stuff. But as a doctor, you should be educating your patients. Hey, this is what you need to be looking at. This is what you need to be doing. We worked with a fertility clinic and I just kept trying to tell them, you need to just stop overthinking it. You just need to educate. What should people be expecting? What are some reasons why they have a hard time doing this? When should it be time to start looking into fertility, right? What kind of fertility is even out there? And educating people on those types of things. What can you expect when you go through an IVF process? So once we started giving them some of those ideas and then allowing them to go and create that on their own, for them, it was mind-blowing because they started actually putting out content and not overthinking it and just saying, hey, I want you to talk to, say I'm sitting in your office right now and you're talking to me about my IVF journey. If I were having one, you need to sit and talk to your audience the exact same way as if you were sitting talking to a client that's sitting right in front of you. Female, probably, right? Like, I think he was telling me that it used to be 40s and up, 35 and up, but now he says they're getting women in their 20s that are having fertility problems as well and being able to get pregnant. So I said, oh, okay, well, right there. I don't know why I didn't have the camera up, right? I don't know why I wasn't recording you in that moment, because that right there
was the moment.
Perfect. That was the moment.
And
it doesn't have to, it does not have to be thought. So just have conversations with your employees while someone's holding a camera in your face.
Exactly. Good. Let's talk about how often should somebody update content? Because, okay, we're talking about posting up there, and it's whether it's a social media platform, whether it's the website, whether it's a YouTube channel or the Google, like you described, et cetera. How often should a small business owner, especially a solopreneur that's basically out there selling the gig that they do, and then they have to fulfill it. So they go through the feast and famine because they landed a deal. Oh, now I got to go and deliver. And so while I'm delivering, I'm not making any more sales, and then I have to go sales. So in the real world, that's what happens. How should they plan their time to post stuff to engage with their audience, to create the super fans?
When it comes to posting on social media, I always say it's a slippery slope, right? The minimum is once a week. I would start out at least getting some kind of either video content, images, even just a word post, something, right? And then building a habit from there, at least once a week, making once a week a non-negotiable and starting from there to build. Now, if you can post more than once a week, there are clients that post 2 to 3 times a day, every day of the week, 7 days a week. Because again, the more content that you're putting out there, just like I said with those ads, some of your content is going to hit with different people, or one piece of content might hit just a little bit better than another. But the more that you're putting it out there, the more that you're going to be able to connect. So if it seems a little overwhelming, because I feel a lot of small business owners, because they are wearing so many hats, that if you tell them they've got to post 2 to 3 times a day, guess what? They overthink it and they feel probably a lot of anxiety on their chest. And then
they can't do it. They say it's not going to work for me, and they don't do it.
And they don't do it. So I say at least once a week, just putting something out there, start with an image, then go from an image to maybe a little live video where you're not in the video.
Okay. What about if I built let's say I got a Facebook business page and I got no followers. Should I start off on my personal page and then start directing people to go to my business Facebook page as an example? How do you balance that as the solopreneur that's just getting started and got zero followers?
Yeah.
But they've got a business. An example is I just coach somebody that they're going to start their own contract accounting on the side, and he's got zero followers. Zero, nothing. So for that person, it's just breaking out. What's their best approach?
Yeah. What I usually do when we even set up a new business, a new Facebook profile for a client that we're doing their marketing and stuff for, I will ask all 1,000 of my friends in my friends list, since I'm an admin on there, I'll ask all 1,000 of my friends to follow that page. Because again, I just want to get some followers on there. Now, when it comes to posting, definitely what I usually say, and again, this might take some time, when you post on your business page, and then once you start getting confident, share your post from your business page on your personal page. So you want to share your post with your current audience. Again, if you've got 1,000, 2,000 people that you know that are friends with you, right? Friends, less followers, even though you're still following, but the more friends that you have, the more that you can get in front of, and maybe they'll start sharing your posts and help you grow that audience. But the main posting, go on to your page. I know a lot of the Facebook groups, if you're a small business owner and you're on Facebook, a lot of these Facebook groups won't let you post as a business into the group. But you can, as a consumer, you can share your business page into the group, just saying, hey, wanted to stop by, saw this business. Maybe they don't know that it's yours. You can say it's yours. Some of them will let you. I know a lot of times what we try to do is we'll share posts from clients into Facebook groups and say, hey, we went and this client just came over and they fixed our toilet and they were great. They had great customer service and they're a new business and we want to help them out. And a lot of people on Facebook groups will do that. But it comes from sharing the content on your business page, because again, we want all that content to be placed on there, because what we're trying to do is we're trying to get followers on there. And then you share that content onto your personal page.
That's good advice, because I've done sometimes the opposite. I posted on myself first, and then I posted onto the Facebook page. So that's really good advice, is do it the opposite way, paste it on Facebook page, and then share it periodically on your personal stuff, because personal should still be personal, but you can trinkle in some magic dust of your business aspects of it.
And your personal stuff that you're still posting that's personal, you can still share that onto your business page as well. So you can go on your business, see that you're following yourself, and share your own stuff saying, hey, this is my family, right? I got engaged. You know what I mean? And again, it's your personal stuff going onto your business page. But again, that's what people want to see. They want to see.
Yeah, because you're a human. You're showing that you're a human. You're not
exactly.
It's not all business. It's you actually have a life and do other things.
And I'm just like you. That's it. I'm just like you. I'm a human just like you. At the end of the day, I have a family that I go home to. The only, maybe the difference is you work for a business and I own a business and I work for businesses. I always tell people, you have one boss. I have 40 plus bosses that I have to answer to. I've got 40 different clients.
Sure. So, Kelly, how would, if I'm looking for a digital marketing agency, what are the things that I should look for as the small business that, okay, now I'm at the point where I've done some of the things you've said, I've done some posting, I got some activity, my business is growing, I don't have time. I'm at the point where now I can't handle it. I need to get a professional agency to take over and take me to the next level. What should somebody look for in an agency when they're searching agencies?
Yeah, that's a really great question, Freddie. I get that asked a lot. And I try to let people know the biggest thing, what I do for a business when I'm just looking for a business in general, is I do Google searches, right? So even if I find one and I get a recommendation on a social media platform, I'm still doing my homework. I'm doing my research just the same. A lot of times, I just made a video the other day for a dentist office who they were looking at interviewing other marketing companies. And I even told them in the video, hey, even if you don't hire us, Diamond Arrow, and my team to help you go to that next level, Google search the business that you're thinking about hiring. Do a Google search for their business name and see what shows up just in that Google search results. Make sure that their Instagram and their Facebook and their Google Maps and their Yelp and their website shows up when you Google search the name. Because if it's not showing up, that means it's probably someone who's bought in some kind of program that's trying to learn from someone who did it, and they may not be that best person fit for you right now. Google search the business location. If it's a Chandler and they're here in Arizona, do Google searches for marketing agencies in Chandler. And if they're not showing up in that search result, it's probably, I wouldn't be hiring them. If they're on page 4, 5, and 6 and you can't find them anywhere, I would be looking for another one. Because again, if they can't, I always say if they can't do it for themselves and they're not utilizing those same tools, it's going to be much harder for them to be able to do it for you. And unfortunately, in this industry, there are a lot of people, Freddie, who maybe have had a business and they marketed that business. And so they think, therefore, they can market other businesses, but they find out quickly it's not always the same. And it's like you got to figure out that way to pivot for each type of business. But Google searching in the name, even drilling down to the zip code that business might be listed in. I go on to the Arizona Register of Contractors if it's a service-based company, and I make sure that their license matches, right? Even, and I'm talking about when we hire, when we are not hiring, but when we are looking at clients who come to us and they want us to hire them, I want to make sure that the company that I'm going to be marketing is a good company. So I want to make sure that they're legit, they're, you know, dotting all their T's and crossing their I's, and these are all things that I do for them. So whatever marketing company you're going to hire, just Google search them. Go on their social media, go on their Instagram, see what they're putting out there, see what they're doing. look at their followers. Don't necessarily look at ours right now because we have neglected our own social media sometimes. And what's that saying? The shoemaker's kids wear the most tattered shoes because they're always making shoes for everybody else. That I know that we need to definitely focus more on ours and continue to keep putting our clients on there. But what's that? Practice what you preach, right? So every time I talk about it, it definitely gets me more motivated. And I'm like, I need to get that video out there. Remember, no less than one time a week. So I think I'm at least hitting that one time a week for the most part. But I know I went around there and I get so passionate about this, Freddie. I'm sorry. I just want to fly off on all these different levels and ways and areas. But yeah, just Google search a company. And I highly recommend hiring a professional company to help you with the SEO to get you in front of more potential people so you can keep building those super fans, put them onto your social media, post in front of them, show them you're real.
I have a saying that basically reviews is the new word of mouth. How important is it for a small business that's getting started to get reviews? And what's the blend between written reviews and video reviews that you can post on social media platforms?
Video reviews are going to be the best. Because it's real. It's the person actually talking. Unfortunately, again, a lot of these platforms, especially say like Google Maps, you can go out and create a fake Gmail and go out and start writing reviews, and they may not be real and they may not be authentic. I know Yelp has a filtering system, so theirs are a bit more authentic than say Google, but video reviews, video testimonials are going to be the best because it's real. It's a person on camera. You can't fake that, right? And if they are in genuine giving you a review, you're probably going to be able to tell it wasn't a real review, right?
Right.
I think consumers are just so much smarter and knowing like this is real and what's real and what's fake. So yes, video reviews on any platform is going to be phenomenal because people do not want to make a choice about someone without seeing reviews in this day and age. I had an interior designer. She sat at that number one spot. Let's say on Yelp, she had no reviews, but she was at number one and she did not get a single ounce of business, even being at number one in multiple cities on multiple keywords. But nobody would choose her because she did not have a review. So there were we even took reviews from other platforms and posted pictures of these different reviews. She had some handwritten reviews that were given by clients. We even took pictures and tried to post those and it still did not convert. But she would get a review. And as soon as she'd get a review on her Yelp page, she would start getting business and people would actually start calling her because she was sitting in those top spots.
I can relate because we've gone out to, Kylie and I have gone out to dinner and I'm driving. She's looking stuff up because we go, where do we want to go? I don't know. Let's go see what's going on in this direction. So first thing she does is whip out the map, take a look at what's around there. And then the next thing we do is we look at the reviews. And if there's no reviews or few reviews or bad reviews, next.
Yep.
We don't go to that place.
Yeah. And then what's great is a lot of times people, they're going to read the negative reviews too. They're going to look at those. And a lot of times what I found is people will still choose a place, even with some negative reviews. But it just depends on A, how you respond to those negative reviews. Oh, I forget that my computer does that now. Whenever I do a thumbs up, it just automatically puts that little thumbs up there.
Reviews, it's important because I've bought stuff too where I've read some negative reviews, but I read all the positives, outweighed the negatives. I went for it and I was satisfied. The product was fine.
Yep,
so
exactly.
As we're approaching towards the end here, how can people find you?
Well, you can Google search digital marketing agencies in Gilbert and you're going to be able to find me that way. Or you can just go to digitalmarketinggilbertaz.com and that's our website. You can find us online. You can find us on social media, Twitter, Yelp, any of those platforms. You can find us.
Do you have an offer that you can provide our listeners?
Absolutely. Yes, absolutely. So what I was going to say is anyone who watches us on this show, what we'll do is I do usually do an audit where I'll go through and audit the profile, the programs. Usually it's just automated, but I will usually typically charge where I'll do a video for you and I can actually just give you some starting points of things that you can do on your own in this short, I'd say it's usually 15, depending on what I see online. If there's nothing online, it's probably going to be a shorter video, maybe 5-10 minutes less. But let's say you got a little bit and you've done some work on your own and there's some stuff out there. but I will give you guys a free video with some points on how you can start marketing your business today. Things that you can do that are free that are going to start helping you bring in and gain and create these super fans. When you reach out, just mention Freddie. You can just put that in there. Hey, I saw you on Freddie's podcast and I want you to help me get some more super fans. And like I said, I'll send you a video on how we can help you as well. So obviously I'll show you what we can do to help you and then ways that you can start helping yourself today gain those fans.
Great. Thank you much. Thank you much, Kelly. And thank you for being on the Business Superfan podcast show.
Hey, thank you for having me. And thanks everybody for listening.
Thank you. Thanks for tuning in to today's Business Superfans podcast. If you found value in our dive into creating superfans for lasting success, show some love, hit like and subscribe for future episodes, and share with your network to spread the insights. We'd appreciate if you would write us a review as it helps our show. Your support is everything and fuels more content to boost your business. Till next time, keep rocking, superfans, superstars.
We hope you took away some useful knowledge from today's episode of the Business Superfans Podcast. The path to success relies on taking action. So go over to BusinessSuperfans.com and get your hands on the book if you haven't already. Join the Accelerator community and take that first step in generating a team of passionate supporters for your business. Join us on the next episode as we continue guiding you on your journey to achieve flourishing success in business.